Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Join our weekly visit with Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network and the Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. You got the new podcast up, I see, and another great guest.
Yeah, it was a good one. Mike McCarthy, the former Packers coach. We actually did, my colleague Tom Pelletier did a big feature on him for NFL Network. So grabbed him for about 10 minutes to discuss kind of what he's, you know, what he's doing and how he's preparing to get back in the league. And, you know, it's some of these old dudes, these, you know, coaches who want to be around a second time are sort of stuck in their ways. And, you know, Mike McCarthy is not like that. He's big into now analytics and studying the sort of new way the game of football is played and, you know, getting ready for that second opportunity. And we'll see this year if he ends up getting one.
I saw the Pelissero piece, Ian. It was fascinating. It's basically like Mike McCarthy and some of his cronies. I saw Jim Haslett there. It's like they're coaching a team, but they don't have a team. They meet and do coach stuff every day.
I know, and if you can, you know, if you can convince yourself that that's okay, like it seems silly on one hand, but if you can convince yourself that that's part of a good process, like I could get into that, you know, like first of all, you don't have to yell at anyone. You don't have to get up early. Sure. You don't have to be outside in terrible temper. You can just study film and get ready for the next opportunity. And, you know, because of the way coaching contracts are, almost all times when someone gets fired, he basically is getting paid for the following year as well. So if guys end up taking a year off, that can be hugely, hugely valuable. Plus, you know, their families like it as well.
Ian, I've got a story idea for you. I think you should do a story on advanced scouting and go videotape a sideline for 8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And see what kind of signals you can decipher.
Sure.
Take your Rosetta Stone and everything.
Can you believe that? I mean, that's what's like, you know, that is that story. When I first heard Zach Taylor kind of no comment, I'm like, huh, Patriots and videotaping, it's just no way. But, you know, it really has taken over the last several days. And I came in here, I'm in Dallas now for the league meeting, the labor seminar, and I came in here thinking it was going to be done very quickly. Listening to Roger Goodell a couple minutes ago, it doesn't sound like it's going to be done very quickly. It sounds like they're going to really take their time and dig into everything and, you know, try to get to the bottom of what the Patriots' actual motive was, because the facts are really not in dispute, right? I mean, they were trying to do a documentary, but the result was they basically aimed a camera at the Bengals sideline and filmed them for 8 minutes straight, and would have been longer had the Bengals not stepped in. And understanding that is really, really hard to fathom. I mean, the other part of it is, did the Patriots really create this documentary series just to be able to cheat before a Bengals game? Like, that's the part that I can't drop my head.
Here, a couple of things. Would you watch a documentary on advanced scouting? Like, see, I can't think of anyone who would want to watch that.
People are clamoring for that.
I'm a horrible nerd, so I actually do. Yes. They do good stuff. They did a documentary on the equipment staff. They did on advanced scout. They do it behind the scenes on guys preparing for the combine. You know, it's all puff pieces, but it you know, it gives you an idea for what these people who kind of work in football do. Probably not going to win any Emmys, but it's interesting. Now, I mean, obviously, no one is ever going to find out what the life of an advanced scout is like now. We will be left in mystery for the rest of our lives.
Dang it.
The other part of this is, if it was any other team in the NFL, wouldn't we just keep moving?
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's like, of all, if you give me a lie detector test and you said, who's the least likely team to ever get involved in any sort of videotaping, anything, I would say the Patriots. There's literally no chance to put themselves in a situation again. I mean, they learned from their mistake. I think Belichick is still frustrated that he got penalized for Spygate, but it is what it is. You know, they're doing signals in front of 80,000 people. In his mind, it's okay to videotape, but he did it. They got punished, and they will never do it again. Except now, for some ridiculous reason, it's in the news again. And I just can't understand how this all happened.
Ian Rappaport, our guest from NFL Network. It's been an interesting season here, certainly for all of us who cover the Titans, watching the acquisition of Ryan Tannehill, and then we kind of get to know him a little bit, and then we see Marcus struggle, and then he becomes a starter, and now he's leading the league in some passing metrics, and then he's the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, and suddenly a team that needed to maybe draft a quarterback, maybe Ian, that maybe he's already the quarterback of this team. It's just crazy how that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, to me, from my knowledge, like, he is absolutely in the Titans' future plans. I don't know how it's going to happen. My guess is probably franchise tag, because he's a quarterback and he's not going to, you know, the franchise tag is leverage. And if you're a quarterback, you can basically be like, either tag me or let me be free. Hard to imagine after this season the Titans let him be free, especially after how he played. So my guess is it's a franchise tag, and then he'll end up getting a long-term extension in some form or fashion. But this has really been incredible. And, you know, the incredible under-the-radar job the Titans did to prepare for the worst-case scenario, which is their franchise quarterback bottoming out, and replacing him with someone else who is, one, better, two, still young, three, a good guy who Mariota doesn't hate. Like, this has been a really fascinating study of how and why John Robinson is very good at his job.
Meanwhile, injuries starting to pile up around the league. Titans fans saying a little prayer right now for Derrick Henry's hamstring. But that's another guy, Ian. For the first couple of years, they talked about his pass receiving. They talked about his pass blocking. Nobody's talking about anything with Derrick Henry right now except for extension.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's another one where, like, you know, no one's going to do an extension now. I mean, once he gets – I know that, you know, the Titans don't really like to do extensions during the season just because – you know, you start off, you come in lower than the player wants, the player gets angry, he responds high, the team gets angry. You know, once the season started, I didn't expect any extension for Derrick Henry at all, because that's just not how the Titans do things. That's why they do extensions in training camp, but once the season starts, they just move on. But, you know, I think he's obviously someone they want around. I don't understand why it started working with him in the middle of last year, except that I guess they just started using him more, right? I mean, because it's not like he was always pretty good. They just didn't quite use him. And then they were like, all right, we're going to make him our, you know, bell cow running back. And he's come into his own. I'm a little nervous about the hamstring. I have to be honest, that's a scary injury for a running back. But what he's put on the field this year has earned him to be paid among the upper echelon of running backs in the NFL.
I agree, and I'm in that group that devalues the running back position monetarily, but I think that he is in that on that short list of people that definitely deserve that. Ian Rappaport, NFL insider for NFL.com. I'm curious to get your take on Jerry Jones. He's saying crazy things, and last week you said he says words sometimes, which is a good description for him, but he had the things about Jason Garrett. He'll be coaching in the NFL, which was really bizarre. And now he says that, you know, they haven't talked to Urban Meyer. Not that they wouldn't talk to Urban Meyer. What is going on there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there was a report out there, actually, by one of my colleagues, that said they met with Urban Meyer. And they were very quick to say that they did not. First of all, Urban and Jason Garrett share an agent, so that would be awkward. Two, you know, would they meet with a coach during the season while they already have one? I mean, crazier things have happened. The Jets did it last year, you know, before trying to hire. They met with Cliff Kingsbury's agent while they still had Todd Bowles employed. So it wouldn't be the first time ever. But, you know, and the fact that he said he's going to coach in the NFL, I think Jerry actually meant it as a compliment, like he's someone who is good enough to coach in the NFL. But, you know, it's like breaking up with someone and being like, don't worry, you'll be in a relationship soon. Not with me, obviously, but with someone else.
Wow.
Ian, do you think that the Titans-Saints game gets flexed to Sunday night?
I don't know. It's an awesome game, but I don't know. Possible. I would have to look at the rest of the slate. I like watching the Titans a lot. Just like as a pure football fan, like they're fun to watch, and I like the job Vrabel's doing, and they got some good pieces that I think most of the country has never heard of. So I kind of hope they do, because I'd like everyone to see them. And Tannehill's been great, but I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, it's currently Patrick Mahomes is getting featured against the Bears, but I guess if the Bears lose this weekend, then
right. The I mean, I know, and this will be week 16 or 17.
16, yeah.
16, right? Possible, but we should know soon, though, right? Yeah. We should know by tomorrow, I think.
Hey, on the way out, Adam Vinatieri, it looks like finally this deal's getting put out of its misery, which what a miserable thing it's been to watch his last season.
Well, it's funny, too, because he definitely does not think it's his last season. He definitely would like to stick around and try to do it. Ooh. Now, you know, he joins a long list of players who would like to play more seasons. You know, that's always the way it is. You don't decide to retire unless you're Gronk. Basically, the game retires you.
Right.
So my guess is this is his last season, but you know, it's been interesting because had he not kicked for them, they'd probably be in the playoffs. You know, like him not having surgery before the season, him battling through it might legitimately cost them a playoff spot. And that is, for a guy who's been one of the greats, that is tough to take.
Wow, no doubt. Man, great stuff as always. I can't wait to check out Mike McCarthy and the crew on the podcast. As always, Ian Rappaport. Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yes.
Ian Rappaport on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Lance Drury Law. In trouble with the IRS? You need an experienced tax attorney fighting for you. Visit LanceDruryLaw.com.
Expecting to have Matt Duchesne when we return of the Nashville Predators. Can't wait to talk to him about